memory a memory.
Oh, lovely wordplay. You're hired.
Under his tutelage, Ripley's progress was as encouraging as a friendly uncle offering a sweet if you could ride your bike to him.
Oh, I remember so much now. All the kings and queens of England, pi to 800 decimal places, and every card in this pack backwards.
Splendid.
Sorry, you are...
Pip. I am your husband, Pip.
Meanwhile, Harry had news.
I have a new wife to replace Pippa. Pip Bin, this is Doris.
Hello, dearie.
Doris is a rich old widow. Mr. Benevolent will not take her, for she is frankly old and smells a bit of cat food. Unless Mr. Benevolent likes the smell of cat food. Surely not. Anyway, the ship's captain narrowed us this morning.
And you did not invite me?
Thought it would be too weird. Exes, family, and so on. So I had a swan as my best man. Great speech. Great speech.
It was unexpected news. And the next day, Harry had unexpected-er news.
I have got another new wife to replace Pippa. This is Doris.
Hello, dearie.
But you already married Doris.
No, this is another Doris. This Doris does not smell a bit of cat food, in case Mr. Benevolent does like the smell of cat food and steals the first Doris.
Oh, Harry.
I couldn't help myself. This ship is full of old widows seeking husbands. For a failed inventor whose proper wife left him for an evil genius, creating a chasm of misery in a once jolly spirit, it is a target-rich environment.
Harry did not stop there. The next day, he married three more widows.
Insurance. What if Mr. Benevolent stole the first two new wives?
In the end, Harry married 93 new wives.
Mr. Benevolent will not steal these wives, because they're all very old and love me. Apart from my beautiful young Mexican wife, Juanita Hot Chili, who I suspect might be using me for citizenship purposes.
Do they know about each other?
Gosh, no. No. No, it is exhausting being married to 93 women who must never meet. There is a lot of rushing around and hiding in cupboards. And I find my trousers keep falling down at awkward moments, especially when there's a vicar around.
Eventually, we reached New York and were greeted by its most famous statue. Not the Statue of Liberty we know today, but its predecessor, a 200-foot-high granite George Washington standing on a dead red coat and blowing a raspberry towards Britain.
Uh-oh! Wives approaching from nine different directions.
Harry, when shall we go to the passport office?
Mustache! Oh, blast these trousers! Oh, morning, Reverend.
We disembarked and Harry rushed off to check 93 different wives into 93 different hotels, while Ripley and I were met by Mr. Grimpunch.
Welcome to New York. We must hurry, for our first reading starts in 9 minutes.
So soon?
This is the city that never sleeps. Breakfasts all day and often shoots you for being late.
We hailed a carriage pulled by horses which had been painted yellow and soon reached a large hall packed with people where I received a rapturous American reception.
Go Pippin! Go Pippin! Go Pippin!
Thank you, thank you. I shall start with my first book, Bleak Expectations. I was born in 1806, the first child of Thomas and Agnes Bin.
The American audience was more emotional than the British public. They gasped at points of excitement, sighed at points of sadness, and occasionally laughed inappropriately.
No, I said, and then she died. My sister Poppy died.
Sorry.
And finally, I came to the end of my first reading on American soil.
Thank you. I will now take questions.
Sir, while I find your imagery hauntingly Shakespearean...
Hogwash! It ain't hauntingly Shakespearean, it's evocatively Miltonic.
There's only one way to settle this. Draw! Oh, oh. Hauntingly Shakespearean it is.
It was a huge success. It also provided a glimmer of hope for Ripley.
Dear person claiming to be my husband.
Yes, dear Swiss cheese memory wife.
Your story has stirred a memory, though it is dim and half-formed like a badly lit room done by dodgy builders.
Yes.
Did we once eat soup together?
Not just once, many times. We went on a tour of the great superies of Scotland. And then Swan and Loch Broth. Oh, you remember...